update my resume until it's...
I update it once a year.
You do? No matter what?
Just in case, like you have it ready to go in case something goes down. No, I mean, that's probably good.
Do you have a date that you do it?
No. Well, usually like I go through like St. Bonaventure has like an alumni thing. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, you should update your resume. So I'm like, all right.
Cool.
Update it. Anyway.
Good philosophy. Super philosophy. I'm with it. And sure, I'll take your compliment, though. I'm not trying to be false humble. I know how to talk to people when I don't hate them. Can even, I tell you this, though?
Even when you hate them, you're
how
pretty good at talking to
I
them.
I feel like you hate a good percentage of people you encounter.
Listen.
He hates most of the people on the podcast.
Two-thirds? Yes. Well, that's including myself, though.
Yeah, exactly.
No, here's what happened last night, I can tell you. And listen up, people. People that want to do comedy, people that go to comedy. I was at the Helium open mic, and 30 seconds into my set, 30 seconds. And granted, I mean, I wasn't coming out strong enough out of the gates for this particular lady. Here's what she said. This is what she yelled out 30 seconds into my set. Smoke break.
Oh, my gosh.
And I would
have thrown the mic stand at her.
I was like, smoke break. As I was trying to think of something to say, yes. I was like, you sound like the type of person that brightens the room as you leave it. Feel free to take a smoke break. Don't stay on my account, sweetheart.
Did you swear at all?
No. I couldn't let it go, of course. So like later in the set, I came back to her and I said something that I won't repeat on the radio.
Yes.
And everyone applauded. And
they
that's
did?
How it goes.
They applauded
yes.
you?
Yes. Because she wouldn't shut up during the whole show.
Oh, that would just get like, my she wasn't face even, red. I feel like I would just... flip off.
Well, it's not even heck. Like, I just talked about this. Here's ready for this name drop.
Yes.
Get the shovel. Well, no, you should. I was just talking about to Todd Glass, who's appearing at Helium this weekend. You should read that article because it's fascinating.
Me
it's
and
in
Chad.
The Gusto.
Yeah, Jason's
anyway.
Article's in the Gusto.
No, it's ironic because as we were talking about it, he was like, we talked about heck because there's a video of him on the internet, like dealing with a heckler, but in a very, like, that's the way you should deal with a heckler, like, in a great fashion. But he said his point was like heckling's not even the worst thing because it doesn't really happen that often. Like people are like, oh, like when you tell them you're a stand-up comic, a lot of times they say, aren't you afraid of hecklers? And like that really doesn't happen as much as you think it does. You know what I mean? Like it's not a big deal.
I don't know. You guys have had some stories though.
Yeah, but it's really not that big of a deal. But the worst thing I agree, is like loud talking because it's like harder to deal with because if you just have people that want, for some reason, they want to have their conversation surrounded by strangers. Like, hey, let's go to a show and have this deep conversation.
Yeah.
Like it is. That's all they did is they just talked at their table, except for the one time when she decided to yell, smoke break. 30 seconds into my set.
Yes, I'm so excited about this idea.
So, you know, and he was like, it's just a sense of entitlement, basically, because it's like, well, we were really loud and we never got kicked out of the Cheesecake Factory. We don't understand why we're getting kicked out of the comedy club. But that shows you how stupid. And there was actually two older gentlemen to the side who decided that they needed a crowd to witness their chat, too. And they had to be shushed by the assistant GM of the club. But it's like, I would never in my life consider like I'm gonna have a deep conversation with, hey, let's go to a concert and go have a conversation about life. Let me tell you about my day now that we paid $30. Well, I mean, granted, I only had to pay $5 for that.
I'm gonna start going to places and just starting arguments with my girlfriend. Like go to Shays, like go to see Beauty and the Beast at Shays and then just start an argument with her and see what happens. Or just go to all these open mics and just start arguments everywhere.
I feel like it's
everywhere.
So different, though, with the comedy because it's so much more personal than, like, a concert or a show at Shays. You know
a
what
concert,
I mean? Like,
I understand.
That's a one person. You're
yes,
up there
that's
on your
true.
Own.
Yeah, this guy's up here on his own trying to make me laugh. And I'm going to say smoke break in the middle of it. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, she's already trashing herself out.
I think you did a pretty good job of not losing your cool if that's what you actually said at the beginning.
Yeah, knowing how you, like, lose yes. your cool with people, that was pretty good.
Well, yes. It's different on stage, though. I am a lot cooler on stage because you got to keep things cool. You can't just explode.
Well, you're performing. You're not, like...
Well, yeah.
I probably
would
have lost my mind.
If you explode, well, that's not... I mean, you also have to keep in mind it still has to be fun. Like, you just can't explode on someone because that's a case... When you explode, that's like Michael Richardson. Like, the first thing... That, you shouldn't say probably the first thing that comes to your mind. Because
see, I think I would just go right to Michael Richardson. Richardsonville. Michael Richards. Michael Richards, not Richardson.
Here we go.
I was shortening it. I'm into brevity. You know
no,
me.
You made it longer.
Oh, did I?
I was listening to like one of our old podcasts yesterday, and he is just butchering. He's been butchering names since the first show.
Since the very first show.
Oh, that'll never end. I will. I do that in my daily
Charlize
life.
Charlize Theron. You remember that one?
Yes, Charlize.
All right, we got a lot of small talk out of the way. Now I hate that person, and I hope she has a horrible, horrible day today.
Like, how horrible?
Well,
like, what do you wish happens?
Well, no, this is when I was at towards the end of the set. Like, I just couldn't let it go because I was like, I think there was a lull in my set, and I was like, oh, well, this is a good time for. I was like, if you smoke, you know, if you got them, smoke them. And then I was like, and then I just turned to her, well, in the direction because I couldn't quite see her. But then I was like, hey. I was like, hey, you know what? I was like, that's very clever. I was like, did you take all day to write that up? I was like, were you like, oh, how can I be a really big B word and ruin somebody? Because I had a really rough day at Taco Bell, you know? I mean, it was a little hacky.
Oh, my God.
Hitting below the belt.
No, but you know what's funny is he says like, oh, and then he stopped and he went on with his jokes. And the whole time he was telling his normal jokes, he was probably thinking, I need to destroy this woman. And then he said the taco. Did everyone start clapping for Taco Bell?
That was probably I have bigger.
You're still
bigger
mad.
Laughs of the set. Well, no, it's just something you remember because it does. Like, she's probably one of those horrible people that probably like if she can't like she didn't they left early, thank God, or whatever. But I mean, they would be that stupid person like, oh, I really helped you because you know you got the biggest laugh talking. I'm like, no, you didn't. Just shut up. If you go to a comedy show, shut up. Just listen. If you don't like it, leave. Feel free.
What do you wish happened to her today?
I just hope like
if
she
one
had,
thing could have happened to
like,
her.
Like she
what
just
do you
walked
think?
Out of her
she
house,
scalding coffee all over herself.
Yeah, like it's she had the worst enough, coffee. Like she had a flat tire, and then
got hit by a car.
And then when she did go to work to Taco Bell, everyone was really rude to her.
Oh, see, that's not even that bad.
No. Oh, well, no, I mean
you're not that mad at
you
her.
You got to publicly humiliate her. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, she probably has to go around walking as herself, and that's probably humiliation enough. Because I'm sure she's a horrible, horrible person. I can just imagine.
He's going somewhere else with that one.
I just see when I hate people, I say things that I shouldn't. Like I really wish that some.
Are you
people,
a below the belt hitter? Do you hit? I hate when people hit below the belt. When
no, I just say things that are like you know, wildly inappropriate, and I don't really hit it below the. But there's no belt with
I
me.
I feel like the more
I take
swear,
the belt off and
the
beat
more
you with
like
it.
Nasty yeah. I sound.
I want to take the belt off and beat you with it. I think you did a good job though, Jason. That Taco Bell thing is pretty awesome.
It's a little hack. It's all right. It was all right.
Adam, did you see I tweeted you last night?
Yes, I did.
Did you look at that?
Yes.
Although
it
awesome?
Is the dream.
There was people
yes.
Not just that. All the
all those guys.
I forgot about half of them. I tweeted
how
him
could you,
article about 80s wrestlers. That was on my newsfeed.
Oh, yeah, were you really excited about that?
I saw Bret Hart with the pink glasses and the pink, like, weird suit, and I lost it. And British Bulldog, I totally didn't realize that's what he looked like.
British Bulldog?
And
David
how
Boy
he
Smith?
Snagged Elizabeth is beyond me.
What just, don't you just love wrestling?
Do you think Randy Macho Man Savage was a real catch?
Yeah, he was awesome.
There's actually a really terrible rumor about Macho Man.
Is it appropriate?
You know he's dead, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the rumor is that he slept with Stephanie McMahon, Vince McMahon's daughter, when she was like underage. That's why he's not in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, come on, is that bad though?
That's the rumor.
And well,
I'm sure she wasn't acting all innocent.
What's underage? Like 17? Like close? What are we talking?
I think like 4.
She had to be pretty young. I mean, that was like he was big a long time ago, and
no,
she's
I
not
don't,
that old.
That wouldn't even make sense. Like, I don't think like was she around?
Didn't she marry Triple H?
Yeah, she's married to Triple H. They're going to run the show someday. Actually, probably right now they are. Slowly. I love how we just slowly, this is becoming more and more of a wrestling talk than it is anything else. We haven't even talked about a single movie right now. We've
already
been through
with
anger, hate,
I have
hecklers.
What about Amanda Bynes? Can we get into the Amanda Bynes scoop?
She tweeted pictures of her in just her bra.
Did you look at it? No, it's even worse. Last night she posted one of just her hands covering her chest.
Really?
And she shaved half of her head.
Yeah, I did see that she that's in.
See, look, I even printed a picture for you guys.
Oh yeah, yes.
Oh, that's not the boob one. That's the bra one.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, look at her most recent one. It's her, like, just covering them with her hands.
Oh, her eyebrows look awful, though. She looks like the Joker.
She looks awful.
She's got a shaved head.
Well, no, from the neck down, she looks fine.
If I saw her walking down her, I'd be like, that girl needs a nap and a sandwich. Like,
yes. I think Kesha brought in that half-shaved head in, didn't she? Didn't she have diamonds on her head?
She's like the glitter queen.
I think that look's been around for a while. These are fake, though, right? I didn't know she had her breasts.
I don't know if they're
breasts.
Fake. They're not that big, I don't think, are they?
I think they're totally... I think that's...
Maybe just like
no,
one of those
you know
bras.
What? Yeah, yeah, it's not... These aren't like massive. She's doing a little like trickery with the brassiere there.
All right.
Is she?
Yes.
I got to look at them. You're in the other room. I can't
Do
see
you want
it.
Me to like hold this up against the window?
No, run in here so you can see. Well, it's kind of like a black and white photo. I mean, it's...
I'll find it.
I printed it up so you guys could get a look.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know why she, and now she says that she needs to lose weight. She needs to be 100 pounds.
Yes, that's, I've read that too.
100 pounds? What does she weigh there? Because she's pretty thin.
She says she weighs 135, but she doesn't. Because
how tall is she?
I don't weigh 135, and she looks thinner than I am. She's, I don't know, she's 27.
So I can extrapolate her height from her age? What formula is that?
Do you want to know that I read, like, you know, everyone's very concerned if she tries to lose this weight. Like, guess what? If we all just stop caring, she'll figure it out.
Have you been following her picture, what she retweets? She'll only retweet. Like, people will take her picture and doctor it up on Photoshop with, like, pictures of her and Drake or pictures with her and, like, you know that weird kitten app where they have, like, the lasers coming out of its eyes? Or
yes.
They'll put her in, like, I showed Jason a picture of her in, like, the Mother Mary, like, picture. And she'll retweet. All these people just Photoshop her picture and she retweets them.
Well, we should do that. Someone get to work on that. Adam, you like to work on the
Tweet her again. Tell her to call in on the...
You know what I think I'm going to do? I'm just going to... just every picture she tweets, I'm going to do the same thing only as myself and tweet it out.
I retweeted her topless
pic
last night.
So, like, me, no
night.
Picture. Oh, you did? Oh, that's the easy way to find it then.
Yeah. Just because she's bananas. I just wanted to get my Amanda Bynes thing in because I haven't been here for 2 weeks and I know you guys missed it.
No, we do. I do want to keep up with Amanda Bynes.
She's going to have a major breakdown soon.
This is it. I think she's in the middle of it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know that one like crack point, like where Britney Spears shaved her head in the tattoo shop and went nuts?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm waiting on that one.
I don't think she's as big as Britney, though, so she won't have the kind of same size.
I think she's trying to have that.
I know, but people aren't, they're not, she doesn't have the size of people following, like, you know, paparazzi, like, follow Britney everywhere. Like,
right.
You know,
well, and like celebrities followed Britney. I feel like celebrities really don't know who Amanda Bynes is that much.
Yeah, she's kind of smaller, so she's trying. Bless her little heart.
I think she's
being
more
this.
Famous for being a nutcase than she is for being an actress.
Well, yeah, as Bend It Like Beckham gets fired. Or was she in that? Or was she in the other soccer movie?
That was Keira Knightley.
Yeah, she was in...
She's the Man.
Some soccer movie, though.
Which they keep playing on VH1, and I watch it every single time.
And by the way, it's a really good movie.
I loved it.
It's very funny.
The
it's
Amanda
stupid,
Bynes
but
movie?
It's good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. No,
it's
that's a good
dumb.
Movie.
It's so dumb, but it's so
Have you
funny.
Ever seen...
It's like Ladybugs.
Oh, God. She did, like, a parody of Snow White, that movie. Did you ever
Amanda
see that
Bynes?
One? Yeah.
No.
Sydney White, it's called. Yeah.
Oh, where she's in England and stuff?
No.
No?
That was...
I saw that movie.
That was like... I can't... That was with
Colin Firth?
Yeah, I can't remember what that
Jason,
was.
Would you go out on a date with Amanda Bynes?
Oh, certainly.
Yeah, you would.
For
yeah, would.
Sure. Right?
You where can't would you say take no. her? Where could you even take her?
Where would I take her?
Yeah.
Cheesecake Factory.
Take
you
her to
would?
A tattoo shop.
I would take her
What's with you
to...
in the Cheesecake Factory? That's
yeah,
a second reference today.
It's probably just at the top of my head. I do like the Cheesecake Factory.
I would make her take me to a Monday Night Raw. Perfect. We can get a little of everything in.
Or maybe that fondue. She looks like she'd enjoy fondue. That fondue place.
I don't know. She's trying to lose weight.
She'd probably burn you. She'd burn you with the fondue. She's nuts.
Just tip it over.
Yes, on purpose.
And we get like matching tattoos at the end of the date that says like love forever, even though we'll like break up the next day.
She'll call you Drake all night.
Yeah.
If you had to get a tattoo that said Amanda Bynes was here on your stomach, would you do it? And go on a date with her, though. Then you get to go on the date.
That's a lot of words. That's pretty wordy.
If it was Britney, I would do it because the people will know her forever. I feel like in 10 years, people are going to be like, who are you guys talking about?
I think it's funnier if it's Amanda Bynes.
And my stomach has a lot of hair. Well, actually, you probably wouldn't see it because I got a hairy stomach, so it might be all right.
There's all kinds of visuals right now behind his head.
He's like, well, I got a hairy stomach.
Well, because I'd have to shave first, and then it's going to hurt.
They shave you, don't they?
I don't think that's part of their job.
I think you shave.
It's not like an emergency room. Like, hey, we got the nurse, pre-op nurse to shave you down.
I don't know. I'm tattoo free.
Yeah, so am I. I'm going to be
Are
pretty.
You?
Me too.
Whoa, that's kind of weird.
Except for mayhem on my back.
Stop.
Oh my gosh. Right on his lower back, he's got mayhem across his lower back.
In that creepy font.
And he already has a tattoo that says Amanda Bynes was here.
Just in case. I get like a temporary one. Can't they do that? And like some ink.
Like henna?
No, yeah.
I was like, we were looking up a website one day of like the worst tattoos ever. There's all misspellings on them, or people get, there's this woman's pregnant and gets the fetus tattooed on her stomach.
No.
Like, how gross is that?
That's awful.
I don't know.
What do you do in bikini season when you're not pregnant? Like,
and you have a fetus, a stretched out fetus.
Oh, it's like the whole thing too, like all the flowing juices behind it and everything. It's like a circle.
Yeah, like that sounds like a very poor, very poorly thought out. Because like, what happens when you are 60?
If I was a tattoo artist, I'd be like, I just can't do that. I can't.
You take the cat, like $60.
To ruin her stomach?
$60? It's probably way more than that. I bet it's like $500 to do a whole tattoo. Fetus on a pregnant woman?
Like the whole, not just the feet, the everything in there. Everything going on.
We're looking this up, and I might just tweet
it. So what if she lost the baby?
Do you want me to show you the picture? Way to take it the wrong way.
Just asking.
Oh my gosh.
Did you look up fetus tattoo?
Yeah, but I'm kind of nervous.
I'm sure you'll probably see some stuff you probably don't want to see.
Should put it on the Twitter page. So, what are the top movies? Should we go there before, so we don't start talking about fetuses?
Probably. We should probably. I believe it's fetus. Yes.
I think that's a plural.
Hey, but I should mention that it's 77 degrees outside. I don't know. I just saw this note that says don't forget to mention the current temperature. So I'll go along with that.
And I guess I was listening to Andy Parker, and he was saying that we're in some sort of a bubble now that's hard to break out of. So we're going to have nice weather all through next week.
Until the bubble breaks.
Then what's going to happen?
None of these are the fetus pictures if you're on the same side.
Yeah, I'm just looking. Yeah, Jason, what? How was the box office this weekend?
Box office is booming as usual. No, you know what? The number one movie is Pain and Gain.
Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And Marky Mark.
I never even saw previews for that.
Michael Bay directed, based on a true story.
What have you been watching? All kinds of She's the Man?
I am hooked on Duck Dynasty.
Oh, no.
Hooked. What is that? Is that like a Game of Thrones spinoff?
It's one of these shows that
you don't know
refuse.
What Duck Dynasty is?
I know. It's like the number one show right now.
I thought it's a Chinese restaurant around the corner from me.
No, it's
it probably
about
is that as well.
This redneck family who are multimillionaires now because the father invented this type of duck call, and then they marketed it, and they're loaded, but they're major rednecks.
So it's like a real life Beverly Hillbillies.
Sort of, yeah. But they're pretty like rednecky. Like they're not dumb. Well, they're kind of dumb. Do you watch it?
Yeah, I've seen it before. I don't watch it religiously.
I would turn the channel immediately when my boyfriend would turn this on. Now I'm like, oh my God, don't change a Duck Dynasty is on.
Don't you love that when like significant others have victories over you like that? Like I never watched any Law and Order, and then all of a sudden it's like every single SVU is on, I'm watching it.
I'll do SVU. I hate Criminal Intent with Vincent D'Onofrio.
Nobody
such a
likes
big mouth idiot.
Nobody likes those. Jason, do you?
You just said nobody, so how can I even respond to that?
Because that's usually how that goes down. As soon as I say nobody, somebody in the room loves it.
No, I don't like any of that. I've had enough.
I was actually at Walmart trying to buy tomato plants yesterday, and when I was in the actual store, they have a giant cutout of the main guy from Duck Dynasty. They sell like Duck Dynasty sunglasses now. Yeah, and Willie's cutout is in Walmart.
I would steal it. I'm obsessed.
You get obsessed too easily, I feel. You're obsessed with Amanda Bynes and Duck Dynasty and
at the same time.
A couple
other things. Like how much room do you have?
That's
for all
how
your
I am. I either hate something or I'm obsessed with it. There's no in between there. I can't find this fetus tattoo. I'm gonna get it.
So Pain and Gain.
Pain and Gain. Did we mention that? It made, actually, it's only 47% approval, though, at the Rotten Tomatoes. And the most, our esteemed reviewer that I love to bump into sometimes, because maybe we'll get a chance to bump into him at the Great Gatsby.
Maybe.
Because, are you going? Tuesday? You want to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'll see you there. What movie theater is that?
Galleria.
Galleria, nice. All right, yeah, I will. Hey, so we're going to talk about The Great Gatsby next week. I can't wait to see this movie.
Me neither.
Who's the chick in it? Who's the main girl? Oh,
Carrie Mulligan.
Carrie Mulligan.
And just discussing it after last Saturday, now I'm pumped up more.
Yeah,
Fisher had some good insight in on it.
Absolutely. I think he brought us together.
Right, so we don't have to have a fist fight on
the
air.
So we're not fighting in the
unless
theater.
This movie is really horrible. I don't know. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it, so we can talk of that. We'll see that before it comes out. And, of course, this Friday, Iron Man's coming out. That's something to be excited about.
Yes, absolutely.
But I've already heard mixed reviews on that. But, of course, no
I thought number two was no good.
So did I. I agree. First one, loved it. Second mm-hmm. one, I can't even tell you who the bad guy was or what happened.
First Mickey one was Rourke. Really great, though.
Mickey Rourke, what a monster.
Yeah, he doesn't even need makeup to
and then he
like
felt
a
remember Mickey Rourke came back for like a hot minute. He made the wrestler.
Yeah, but then he
Iron
showed
Man.
Up to all the previews with his chihuahua and then the dog died and he had like a breakdown on
is
all,
that
on
what
TV.
Happened?
He kept having breakdowns on all the TV.
Well, I think he's a really weird dude. I mean, he's just
wears like chokers.
Yeah, and he you know, he's in the box.
I have a whole collection of chokers at home. I love chokers.
you should wear it to the live show.
You should. You can't just take a vacation day, Kelly. June 12th. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that off the air.
You're going. There's no doubt about it. So
well, I was like, oh, I'm going to work late, but Jason said he wants to do it at like 7.
Well, yeah, that's because people are at work. If we need an audience, we can't do it during the day. We need to have them off.
We should argue about this definitely off the air.
You mean this is not interesting to people?
And
like,
Jason
what
is going
to
convince
about?
Everyone exactly what's happening off the air. I'm in. I'm in.
Hey, you know what else is up, though, that we should vote on? And I know Kelly.
You know what? Maybe I can get it off. I'll trade my Monday day off for Thursday.
What? Are you obsessed with it? If you become obsessed with it, then
I'm trying to help
fine.
You out here.
Like, she was just, she dove into her phone. I thought we were done with that conversation.
I'm still looking up fetus tattoos.
No, the Art Voice, I think they narrowed down their categories, so you should go and vote for that. Do you know the Art Voice, like the top Buffalo stuff?
Yeah,
the best comedians narrowed down to 5. There's one that's in there that's ridiculous. I won't even mention her name because she just probably started a campaign to have people vote for her, which is funny, but it kind of hurts the
what are you talking
prospects.
About?
Like the top, the Art Voice, where they have like the top.
The top what though?
Well, the top everything, but this is like the top 5 comedians is narrowed down to Tim Joyce, Kristen Becker, Greg Bauch. One other name that I forget, and then a ridiculous name of someone who just started comedy, but she just basically had all her friends vote for her and whatever. And
I would have done
it.
That for you guys.
Are you serious?
Yes, but it's.
I don't want to know about it because I don't want to comment on air.
What are you frightened?
I'm pretty scared.
She knows it's ridiculous. No, she's a nice person. I was just at her open
she
mic
does
Monday.
Know.
Yeah. Well, really, like she's gonna be the best comic when she just started. Like, is she going to take that title? What is she going to do with that title?
Hey, be nice.
Yeah, you should just probably cool
be
your jaw.
Be nice.
You're going to make us enemies real fast.
No. We'll
and apparently that
out.
Person has a lot of friends because
and they're all turning
I don't even
off.
Know who it is.
We lost
I'm going to look it up
listeners.
Right now. I'm going to look it up right now.
It's a Twitter. We're going to start a Twitter war. Let me tell you. Well, things do get misconstrued. Like, here's another great comedy story. Since we're not talking movies. No, I was Tuesday night. I went to open mic in Rochester. And it's like a little cafe, so like in the microphone, you can take the microphone outside. And this one guy took the microphone outside and started talking to people on the street, like, hey, how are you doing and stuff. So like, you know, when I got on stage, I was like, oh, hey, David Letterman called me. Actually, I said, David Letterman texted me. He wants his bit back. And but no, I mean, I really meant it as a joke, as a lighthearted, because a comedian should be.
Like-
Well, no, yeah, I mean, it did. It came out a lot harsher, but no, he just looked really confused because he just looked confused, like he was in the back of the room, so I was like, oh, what's going on? Like, so then I just moved on, and then, like I said, oh, yeah, you know, I talked to him later, and I'm like, dude, you know, I just meant that as a joke. It came out a little more harsh, and he's like, oh, someone had to explain it to me. I don't watch a lot of late-night television, so I was like, oh, okay.
Doesn't every late-night comedian do that?
Well, basically,
they all do
but
that.
David Letterman started, like, just asking people, like, talking to people on the street.
Kimmel
so.
Does it. Like, they all do it.
Jay Leno.
That's how a misunderstanding Conan. Can, you know, blossom into something
worse. Now you're, like, getting
worse.
comedy enemies now, too.
Yeah, he's, you know, really doing a good job at it.
I'm glad I'm not on your bad side, I'll tell
Me
you
neither.
That.
I'm so happy.
I'll stay on this podcast forever.
Yes, because as soon as we decide we're off, he's going to get his own podcast and destroy us.
They were awful.
Well, what would your podcast be, Kelly? Just called Fetuses Tattoos?
Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
The Amanda Bynes Show.
You should see, like, all my favorited stuff in my web browser. It's completely ridiculous. There'll be, like, a nice recipe and then, like, fetal tattoos. And
that sounds awesome. didn't you want to talk about, you were upset at the Gusto online?
Yeah, do you guys know a good, I went on Art Voice and I went on the Buffalo News Gusto calendar to try to find music. I'm going out Saturday with my girlfriends and they're looking for like a good place to go with the DJ. There's like nothing on either one of them. I can't find any live music, like anything good. It's all like karaoke or like a live band in Lackawanna. Like club music. Like
go
my girlfriends
Epic.
Haven't gone out in a while, so they
go to Epic.
On Bryant?
Yes. It's so fun.
I used to live right there. It used to be the wine bar, right?
Yes. They actually do a pretty good job. I usually go there and dance my lights out. I hurt my ribs in there dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask you guys, because I'm like, they want to go to Rendezvous, which is cool for like 20 minutes.
Jason's face. I was like trying to do the worm. My rib is destroyed.
Seriously, you go, like, do you dance by yourself? Or who are you dancing? Like, you just get on the dance floor by
yes,
yourself?
Yes, just dance
like,
by myself. Just cut the rug.
I really have a hard time imagining that, man.
I cut the rug.
I don't have a hard time imagining it at all.
I cut the rug right up and then throw it out.
Or they kick you out? Or?
Yes, exactly. Or I get kicked out. But one way or the other, I'm dancing till I sweat through all the clothes I have on.
Oh, that's so gross.
Like
I'm
you
very
and your,
good at dancing.
You and your good friend AJ, do they just, he just comes out? You guys
AJ doesn't dance. AJ used to dance, but now he doesn't anymore, really.
Why? He just decided not to dance
He
anymore?
Just is like pumped the brakes on getting as wound up as the rest of us do. Because he didn't like what he felt like in the morning. Which is legitimate, because I didn't like the way I felt when I breathed in and I couldn't breathe because I had an injury in my rib.
And explaining that.
Well, that might be a sign that you need to get, like, if you're hurting yourself dancing, yeah, I mean, either you need
I should
to
probably just
modify
get in shape.
Moves. Yeah.
Those are the best nights, though. Like,
yes.
When I'm sore from dancing, I'm like, no, I know I had fun.
Yes, exactly. And I love, you know, my favorite thing to do is start a circle.
Of dancing?
Like, just get in the middle and, like, start moving people, like, total strangers that I don't know.
And then everyone
into
has
a circle.
To come
and, yeah, and then I just start pointing at people and, like, random strangers will come in and start dancing. I love that. That's my favorite thing to do.
Do you have, like, a signature move in the circle? I have one.
My friends and I do.
Fist pumping?
Everyone, you have to have a move ready for the circle. You can't
yes.
just go in and, like, wave your arms around.
Because then everyone is embarrassed by you. You have to know exactly what you're going to do. Like my friends and I, we pretend to throw these dice, these invisible dice that don't exist.
Like on the...
And then you would start doing it, but you're not doing
virgin.
It through the
or
glass
what
right
is
now.
That? Knocked up, they do. He does,
yes.
Yeah.
No, but it's not like rolling the dice. It's like we'll be like... and then throw it. Then the next guy catches it and starts dancing. No one's ever ready for that. I also have a good move that happened to me when I got roofied once. Should I tell that story?
Why not?
Jason?
Who roofied you, man?
Okay, so here's the story. I went out on Hurdle, had three beers with my friends.
Where on Hurdle? I'll be staying a
couple different places.
There, so.
Geckos, different places. Then we went downtown. It was 80s night at Encore, and the guy who was behind the bar was dressed as Freddie Mercury. So I went up to him and I said, hey, man, three beers, not drunk. Hey, man, you're Freddie Mercury. He said, yeah, I am. You're only the fifth person to guess that all night. Here's a free drink. So I took the free drink and I drank it and it was great. And then I went back to Freddie Mercury, got another drink, paid for that one. Next thing I know, I'm out of my mind, like dancing like a crazy person. The good thing was that I got a signature move that night because I got into a dance off with some guys who really know how to dance.
So you stole their signature
moves? Yes. And this guy came up to me and unzipped me, pretended to unzip me. He holds my shirt and like as like a zipper, then opens up my pretends to open me up. Puts his arms like this, like he's putting on a jacket, and he started dancing, and I just instinctively started dancing behind him doing the same moves he was doing, so he wore me like a jacket. So now that's my signature move with one DJ Johnny G, is I will open him up and wear him like a jacket.
I would never tell that story if I were you.
Now here's the thing. I had to get a haircut the next morning. I woke up with all the lights on in my whole apartment. Like, I was, like, out of my mind. My friends
I
were
had
like,
to get a haircut.
My friends are like, guy, dude, you were crazy. Like, I was throwing stuff in the street trying to destroy stuff on Pearl.
Oh, I hate those
yes,
guys, too.
I get home, you know, wake up in the morning with one sock on, all the lights in my entire apartment on, go to the hairdresser, in the middle of getting my hair cut, I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom. Like, I got really hot. I wasn't going to throw up. I just got really super hot. Started walking to the bathroom, and I passed out in the middle of the barbershop, straight face first on the ground, full of hair. It was miserable. My dad had to come pick me up.
From the barbershop.
From the barbershop. I couldn't drive home.
Did you continue the haircut like the next day?
I left with half a haircut. Isn't that terrible?
That's hilarious.
I was definitely roofied.
I'm glad that your friend just like left you at your house. Like, oh, yeah, he's
really. Oh, they
messed
got me
up
to my house.
Are you sure you just weren't feeling well though? Like, can you? How do you know? Like, well, I mean, if he was dressed as Freddie Mercury, that's probably exactly what Freddie Mercury would be doing. The guys is
roofing them.
So
I'm
maybe
telling
he's just
you,
taking it all the way.
I'm telling you, I've never felt like that.
Did you
after
not
five drinks in my whole
it?
Life?
I mean, are you
I remember
supposed to black out on it.
Yeah, I did. I don't remember throwing any of the stuff into Pearl. We went to Jim's Steakout. I ate poutine. I've never done that. Went home. Don't remember any of it. First thing I remember is waking up in the morning with one sock on and every single light in my whole apartment on and calling my friend saying, what happened last night? They were like, dude, you were out of your brain.
That sounds like a good night. And actually, oh.
So don't go to 80s night at Encore.
Yeah, just don't ever go out.
The message of the evening is beware of anybody dressed like Freddie Mercury.
Don't accept free drinks from men in spandex onesies.
If Adam starts doing the zipper move, get out of the
way. Get me out of there, yes.
No, and big shout out to DJ Johnny G, who did a great job DJing.
I thought so too. He did an incredible job.
He did. And actually, you know what? The fondest memory of that night is funny. It's like we were at the bar afterwards with your friends, and your one friend... Not AJ, but the other initial guy, TJ.
TJ, yeah.
And his girlfriend, and she just looked horrified because I don't, like, she said, I started a tab, and what's her last name? Do we want to,
Boneberg, yes. Boneberg. You definitely got it. I remember
And I
this.
Just looked at her, and I'm like, nice, that's your name? And she just looked at me. Like, she looked so horrified that I was even talking to her in the first place, I think. And then she was just like, yeah, that's my name. And I was like, okay. And then I just kind of looked away, even though we were, like, standing right next to each other.
I remember thinking, I wonder where that conversation's going to go. And then I walked right away. I let them figure that out on
their
own.
It went nowhere.
She's probably mad at me about that. I just left her for dead with you. And you're like, Boneberg, is that your last name?
And I didn't even
She's like, this guy was just on a stage being funny. Now he's in here talking to me about my Boneberg last name. That's it was
no,
funny.
No, way to set her up.
She just, no, well, no, your friend TJ had the good sense to be like, yeah, I mean, nicely. He was just like, yeah, that's her name. And then he started talking to her to alleviate all the time. The horrible, like, this guy is so creepy. Why
for
me,
it's like,
me?
I've known people with the last name Boneberg forever. Like, that's not anything that's weird.
I
but
know,
you.
I just struck me. I don't know. You know, it's one of those things you didn't think about. I just kind of said it. Like,
coming from the guy who's
probably, like, listening to this, like, oh my God, drop it already.
Coming from the guy whose last name no one in the whole comedy scene can pronounce.
No. It took me like a year until I could get it down.
It's not weird. It's just, you know.
It's a lot of, it's unpronounceable. There's a lot of letters
right.
in there.
I think it's kind of weird.
Well, I was going to have some like kinship with her and continue talking.
Oh,
but she
I get
looked,
it.
Looked so horrified
that
I
got
said
scared
that.
Away.
That she was just like, you know, I mean, I do pick up on cues.
Is that how you like attract women? I feel like you insult women.
Well,
and
she
then
was,
some of them are into it. Right? Like, I think he insults him. That's
yeah,
of them are
she
like,
was, I mean,
what you do in like second grade, though.
I didn't
you make
insult
fun
her.
Of the girl that you think is cute.
I just thought it was funny that her name, it legitimately made me laugh because I get a little weird when I get out. You know, the day when you finish a performance on stage, it's like you're in a weird frame of mind, and it just struck me as funny.
True.
But then it just struck me worse as she was just like, horror. Like, she's like, she's just
hate
like,
you.
Don't, yeah, I hate
she
you.
She hates you.
Do not talk to me. Where is that? Like, why are you even, why am I standing here next to you? Thank God my boyfriend is right here. Like, I could just see all that in her face. Because it's like when we were leaving, like, some people said goodbye to me. And she looked at me like she wanted to say something. And then she just walked away.
I wish she would have maced you.
She was like, hopefully I'm never coming to another show here at. I don't want to see you again.
She's been to a bunch of shows.
Has she? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've never interacted with her. I mean, I'm sure she will keep her distance. Next time if she's at
probably
a show.
You freaked her out.
Adam, is your weird friend gonna be there? I'm not gonna comment.
Which guy? What comedians are gonna be on there? Is that guy who made fun of my last name gonna be there? Because if so, I'm not coming.
Not interested. Even though he's hilarious.
I have some celebrity news.
All right. Well, we got like 5 minutes.
I only
Let's
have
wrap
one
it up.
Item, so, and it's for both of you. Guess who won Best Dressed Woman of 2013.
Kristen Stewart. No way.
Oh, actually, I think I
UK, yeah.
I saw that tweet.
She
you
did.
Tweeted that, though.
No way.
She
for
did.
UK, though, right? Or
but
for
still, I mean, they have, like, good fashion sense.
She dresses like she got all of her clothes out of the hamper.
She writes, she said something about that, about how she doesn't understand. Here it is. I just so wholeheartedly disagree with people who don't like what I wear, she told Vogue magazine.
Oh my gosh.
More concerned about looking pretty in your heels, and so you're walking slowly down the line. Put a pair of sneakers on, she's basically telling everyone. I don't really even get what she's talking about here, but.
Yeah, but it's not even that. She never even combs her hair, though. It just looks like she rolled out of bed. It's like more of her sense of
best
hygiene.
Dressed? I mean, and they have like Kate Middleton there. I mean, come on. And Emma Watson, that's what people were saying. Like,
is it like ironic, or was this like internet?
No,
maybe
it's
someone's
like cover of the magazine all through UK.
Here's my question. If I ever won an award like that, I promise you things that I wouldn't be saying would be exactly what she said. She's just basically saying like, yeah, I know how great I dress. Like, you
I
know
wear
I mean?
Converse. That's exactly. why
I
got
wear
best
Converse.
Right.
I'd be like,
wholeheartedly disagree. Like anyone doesn't like it. I disagree.
I would be like, oh, cool. Thank you. I shouldn't accept that. I shouldn't get that award because I wore sneakers everywhere I went this year. But they're more comfortable. I just wear things that are comfortable. She could have said that, and that would be fine.
I was like,
that would be like,
did you see her at the Oscars? I was so offended when I saw her at the Oscars.
Yeah, I think we talked about. Yeah, she was awful. Like, just dress. I mean, I know you're super cool, but it is the Oscars. I mean, have a little sense of code. Like, live your life by some sort of code.
You're gonna be one of those old ladies who's like super angry at people for the way they dress at the Oscars.
I'm gonna be a super angry old woman in general.
That's okay. I'm going to be a super angry old
you
guy.
You already are super angry,
I know,
Jason.
I feel like you
well,
a
I'm not quite old yet,
anger.
Though.
No.
Yeah, I am super angry.
Are
but
you
I,
an angry drinker?
I channel it properly. No.
That's good.
I mellow out. That's what it's for.
Some people go the other way, so.
No, but that I think those are the people that are really angry. Like, on the surface, I'm angry, but deep down, I'm not. Deep down is all zenful peace. It's just on the surface that people really annoy me. And agitate me.
And at your comedy shows.
Well, it's seriously, how ridiculous is that? Would you go to a would you go to a comedy show and just start having a conversation with your friend Beth about like Duck Dynasty?
No.
And whatever.
Maybe. No, other. I wouldn't. I wouldn't do it loud enough
talk.
Where it would be like offensive. I'd be like,
and then have the poor taste to yell out smoke break at me? Come on now. I mean, there was other people on that show that you could have yelled that out to. Just kidding. Everyone on that show is fantastic. So, yeah. Oh, so in case I didn't say, did I mention that I interviewed Todd Glass for the Gusto? He's coming to the Helium this weekend?
Yeah.
I don't think you did.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Okay. I forget because I'm forgetful. But, yeah, check him out because he will be at the Helium Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And if you want a good preview of what, you know, just pick up the Gusto. You might not find what bar to go to, but you'll find an interesting article.
Yeah, if you want
to
find any live
Todd
music,
Glass,
forget about it.
Written by a fantastic up-and-coming journalist.
So, Adam, you're saying Epic I should go to?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to meet Kelly, go to Epic on Saturday night.
I'm going to take my friend and be like, this is Kelly.
See her strategic moves in the dance floor.
Hey,
her,
I can tear it up.
Look
get
for her
here.
Cutting the rug.
I'm sure you can.
I'm really good. My mom says I dance like inappropriately, though. So.
All right. So next week, though, the summer season, I feel, is about to kick off. So we're going to have a lot of blockbusters we can talk about. Maybe we'll bring back the Avengers because I'm not done talking
Hangover
about the Avengers.
Hangover 3 preview is out. They're going to.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait for Hangover 3, but Iron Man's coming out Friday. I will see that anyway. But Tuesday, we're going to go. Me and Adam are not going to sit together because we might have arguments right in the movie theater over The Great Gatsby.
Why?
Because we just disagree on
the
character.
I know nothing about The Great Gatsby.
Have you not read the book?
No.
Oh, my God. Please go read the book. No, it's a great book. I mean, I don't
mean
that.
I forgot to tell you. I saw Django. Did I tell you I saw Django?
Oh, you saw Silver Linings Playbook and
Django.
Django? What were you doing?
I don't know.
Just hanging out.
I was amazing that like wallowing in amazing movies all week because they were both awesome.
Well, how'd you feel about the ending of Django?
I thought it was good. Why you didn't like it?
I have issues with it. Yes.
I'm not gonna spoil it.
Well, no, I mean it's hard to talk about. I'm just wondering if you agree, like if you feel okay.
Spoil
about
it.
I seriously think Django is in the top five of my favorite movies.
No, it's
wow.
Like, the first hour, I mean, it is a good, good movie.
Christoph Waltz is awesome.
He's amazing in it.
The only part I didn't like was when the dogs attacked that guy. That killed me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that was awful. I don't think anybody likes that scene.
I had to close my eyes.
Ugh. All right. Well, we can talk more about that. You Twitter about that, Kelly. You want Kelly's thoughts on that? Follow
I tried
her blog.
To tweet Christoph Waltz, but his entire page is in German, so I'm like, he's probably not even.
Just do the Google translation thing.
I don't know.
Oh my God. All right, let's. Yeah, so next week we will talk some serious movies, and we'll get into the blockbuster season. And yeah, if you want to go see Kelly dance, go to Epic. That'll be awesome.
We're don't, gonna have please. We're gonna have my, like a crime yeah, report.
My good friend Jay Snow play us out.
Cut. Send it to editing. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Good evening. You are listening to 91.3 WBNY, Buffalo's original alternative, brought to you by the mandatory student activity fee here at Buffalo State.
Before the directors chose Morgan Freeman as the voice for the movie March of the Penguins, they had two other actors in mind for the voiceover, Alec Baldwin and Christopher Walken.